World's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I think it's Friday. I think it's the 28th day of February. I think tomorrow's a new month. And I'm looking on my calendar here. Beware the Ides of March. I think the Ides of March are, I think we're kind of in the middle of them. The Ides of March, that was from Shakespeare. Beware the Ides of March. You know, crazy. Hey, we're going to do some communion here in a second. Folks, I'm not going to read the commentary right now. I wrote a commentary called Keep Your Paddle in the Water. And I'm just here to tell you that the rebellion that we're seeing going on right now, I don't know if you guys are picking up on it. There are still those in the deep state who are deeply embedded in the government on both sides. The reason they are effective is because they have the ability to infiltrate. And we're seeing right now, boy, we're seeing a conservative pushback against what Trump's doing, a conservative pushback. Yeah. So I'm going to get into all that. We're going to do communion, but I'm going to do something really unusual. Spencer, let's start out real quickly with Jim Brewer, the comedian. Do you guys know who Jim Brewer is? Jim Brewer, the comedian, huh? 2 minutes and 12 seconds. I'm going to start with this just to wet your whistle. And then Joe, then we're going to get into communion. Jim Brewer's just got a funny way of saying stuff. Go ahead.
Names are true. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's some names on there that when I say broke my heart, it breaks my heart. They're huge actors, huge, huge musicians, huge. And the thing is, it's out there. The list is out there. I've seen it multiple times. And like I said, it started 2 years ago. It's up to you to go look for it. And so many of you are not ready. If it was true, which is a little weird, that the whole, it's a human trafficking trial. It's not so. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about gun laws. Let's talk about Ukraine. No. Let's talk about that. Why aren't we talking about that? I'll tell you why. It has the potential to collapse governments, music industry, film and TV industry. Do you realize the magnitude? We're talking like, okay, here's Hollywood, here's government, including ours. And here's all of Hollywood and all the biggest musicians you grew up going, I love them. And all of a sudden just gone. Because if I find a name, which I have to say, there are certain names, and I don't know if they're true. Nobody knows they're true until they officially come out and go, yeah, it's true. It's on the internet. Some guy reading them. He read them. But here's what's interesting. Nobody that has been put out there has claimed, hey, man, this stuff is all BS. Stop including me. I haven't seen it.
Oh, there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And I'm telling you, folks, we are in the, I'm going to get into it after communion here. Hang in there with us. Wow. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Come on in, Joe. Lead us in communion here, brother.
Well, thank you, Coach.
The reading this morning is Hebrews 10, 8 to 21. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by which we are all sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
Thank you, Lord.
From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them.
Kingdom is within, boys and girls. Go ahead.
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God. Yeah, it's pretty amazing how blatantly it's stated that the law is not relevant.
It's a schoolmaster to drive us to Christ. The law, we can't keep the law. Can't keep it.
No.
Law is a schoolmaster, drives you to Christ. The law reveals your wickedness. The law reveals your need and my need for a Savior.
Yeah, it reveals that we have to the ends of our soul a need for something greater, for something pure, for something really, truly righteous.
For the wages of sin is death. Some you sin, you die. Something's got to cover that sin. Yeah. Somebody's got to die.
Yeah. You just can't pay the interest. I think the tithe was, I think the law was a bit like interest. You know, without sacrifices, it kept the. You let you stay in your house a day longer than the mortgage. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning from across this great nation that we're all on this call grateful to be a part of. And Lord, we are all grateful that we live in these times where that the Chinese would call a curse interesting times. These are times that we realize you meant for us to be here today and now. But sometimes, Lord, we might not know exactly what you want us to do here in these unprecedented times, this revealing of all these terrible secrets. And so, Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit remind us, guide us, tell us what you want us to do in these times. And increase our faith. Give us signs that we are on the right or the wrong path. Because we know that the results will be better and quicker when we, in unison, are doing what you would like us to do, becoming who you'd like us to become, truly being ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, everything is still so broken, but at least people are starting to see some of the evidence of things being broken, some of the secrets revealed, some of these these saints of ours in media are starting to be tarnished and to crumble. And for those that are directly affected by these disclosures, Lord, those who are a subject of it, we hope that these bring them on their knees to repentance for their own salvation. I know that we all want them to receive the judgment, earthly judgment that they have earned. And but their repenting has nothing to do with that. Their repenting is for their immortal soul. So, Lord, we ask that you come into their lives, in their dreams, through their friends, their family, however, whatever path you know is best, that you come into their lives and let them surrender to you as their Savior. And we remember that this Holy Communion can be the meal that heals, that any on this call, whether in their body or their mind, the soul, have wounds, have illness, sickness, injury, something that as is not it should be. We recall and remember prophesied in Isaiah 53:5 that by his stripes we are healed. We have been healed and we just need to receive it, Lord. So let all receive their healing. And we ask you to bless this bread and drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask that you forgive us our sins and our transgressions as we come into your sight. And we are so grateful that we worship the one and only true God, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The same night in which he was betrayed, and when the Lord Jesus took bread, the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Hey, Spence, real quickly, bring up Hebrews 12, 26. Thanks, Joe. Man, I got a lot I want to throw at you here today. Arbisco's got his hand up. Go ahead, Arbisco, quickly.
Sorry, Coach, I must have got pushed by accident.
Okay, cool, thanks. Okay, so there's a shaking going on, friends. Shaking going on. Beware the Ides of March. It's happening right now, right in front of us. There's a shaking going on. And Hebrews 12, 26, whose voice then shook the earth. Think about that word, shook. I'm all shook up. Shook. What does it mean to be shook? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Where's Elvis? There's a shaking going on. No, that wasn't Elvis. That was Jerry Lee Lewis, right? Whole lot of shaking going on, folks. A whole lot of shaking going on out in front of us. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Let me do this real quick. I know you don't. Spencer, pull up for me number 8. I know. I want to read this to you real quickly. The Holy Spirit gave me this yesterday, and I'm going to dive into some stuff. I'm going to roll fast here. Keep your paddle in the water, I wrote yesterday. If you're anything like me, you have to admit that the last 55 months have been a pretty rocky ride. There have been many times when I simply look out my window and wonder what in the heck's going on. The election of Donald Trump to a third term. That's right, a third term. And the second term he gets to serve has been a splash of cool water in the face of many a wearied soul. From 2000 to 24, we all witnessed an acceleration of wickedness like America has not seen since the days of our war between the states. And everything I had come to believe America was about seems to be under assault. The oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer, it sure seemed as if we were receiving a master's degree in dystopia as the battle over truth raged like a California wildfire. Hey, Vinny, you don't have to say amen. There's about 10 amens right there. I often wondered if, in fact, America would survive. And although my hopes are a little bit higher than they were last time this year, the survival of America we all grew up in seems to be hanging in the balance. Perhaps it's just my stage in life, but I still long for those days of baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Anybody out there say amen? I want those days for my grandbabies. I want those days.
Amen.
Baseball, hot dogs, amen. Apple pie, Chevrolet. I want those for my grandbabies. What kind of grandpa would leave this mess of America as an inheritance to his grandkids? I honestly believe that at the end of the day, most Americans want the same thing for their progeny. Love, joy, peace, security, and happiness would certainly be at the top of most Americans' list. But you know, the gospel of Rodney King, why can't we all get along? I wish it was that simple. Bible asks a very simple question. Can two walk together unless they agree? Can America survive when we no longer agree on the basic truths of life? Most Americans are good people. The truth were to be told, they simply want to be left alone, live their lives in peace. But there's an anti-liberty spirit. Hear that spirit. There's an anti-liberty spirit that has developed in this nation. And that spirit is written on its chest, divide and conquer. One nation under God has become nothing more than a slogan on a t-shirt. We've been here before. America survived one civil war. I don't know if we can survive another. No matter which political team you find yourself rooting for, it's time both sides stop using government as a weapon. You see, government was a verb, not a noun. The government of people, not the government's going to get you. Do you understand the difference, folks? On the increase of his government, that's a verb. We made government a noun, the government. Most Americans couldn't care less about race. Weary of struggling, both sides long just for a return to normalcy. But there's the rub. We can no longer agree on exactly what it is. It's normal. The battle lines are drawn. Right now I'm talking about the dukes are up. The 50-year-long cultural war is heading to the modern version of Gettysburg. That's good, isn't it? Huh, this is good. So where does that leave us? What if we don't want to be on either the Republican or the Democrat team? What if our desire is to once again live as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? Is that even possible today? Scroll down, Spence. I recently had a discussion with a buddy of mine who earns his living as a builder. We were discussing a remodeling project I was considering, and I was surprised at how high his bid came in. I said, man, why is it so high? And he said, Coach Dave, Reconstruction is always more complicated than new construction. The road ahead will not be easy. The future of Western civilization hangs in the balance. As many of you know, I have a previous life as a high school football coach. One of the most difficult things to do is to take a group of young men, or anybody, by the way, take a group of people and with diverse backgrounds and mold them together towards a unified goal. We said one heartbeat. That's what we put on our shirts. One heartbeat. To build team camaraderie, we always took the seniors on a preseason whitewater trip. It's a great way to build team unity. Riding the rapids of the New River in West Virginia was a great start to our season. Each raft carried eight men, and our tour guide, before they let us get into the raft and out onto the water, our tour guide told us the do's and don'ts to ensure a safe and enjoyable trip. One of the rules that he shared with us has served me well through my life. It was a simple phrase, but appropriate today. Man, the tour guide said, here's the most important thing I can... Folks, don't miss this, folks! Here's the most important thing I can instruct you on today. We're in the rapids, baby. We're in the rapids. It's imperative that you follow this rule. When you head into the rapids, and as long as we remain in the rapids, keep your paddle in the water. Pushing against the waves will keep you in the boat. Don't sit there and try to hold on with your life jacket on. Because friends, there are rough rapids ahead for all Americans, and I offer you the same advice I received 30 years ago in the hills of West Virginia. If you want to stay in the boat, keep your paddle in the water. Because reconstruction is harder than new construction. Grab a paddle. It's time to get to work.
Boom.
Folks, that's where we are. We are in an upheaval like we have never seen in your lifetime, my lifetime. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. The all across America, these pockets of what, call them whatever you want to, are defying the orders of the President of the United States. Now, that's not always bad. That's not always bad, okay? But it's going to get ugly. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's going to get ugly. Can I tell you why it's going to get ugly? Because a lot of those folks are praying that everything hidden will not be revealed. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let me take you on a little journey here real quickly, okay? Let me take you on a little journey. Anybody remember this? Pull up number five. Hey, folks, this is all coming down at once. This is all connected and all coming down at once. I'm telling you, beware the Ides of March. Buckle up. Anybody remember Pizzagate? Huh? Anybody remember that? Was that Comet Ping Pong? Child trafficking, was that really real? And is that going to surface its ugly head once and for all? When, scroll down a little bit, Spence. When was Pizzagate? Right there, stop. Go back to the top. December 5th, 2016. Hey, Mr. Numbers, that's got to mean something, doesn't it? Pizzagate, trafficking of children in Washington, D.C. at Comet Peak. You guys remember that, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No wonder some of these people are screaming. Okay, go. Hey, let's go to, how about number eight? No. I'm all screwed up. How about number six? Which I got out of back. I got out of line. How about number six? Post share old video falsely claiming Obama birth certificate. Folks, that is going to resurface. That is going to resurface, and we're going to have to deal with the fact that the former president of the United States, by the way, three-term president of the United States, oh yeah, his own and Joe Biden's term, everything he did will be unconstitutionally have to be wiped out because he was not legally qualified to be president. How are we going to deal with that? Hey, thank you. There's a shaking. There's a shaking going on. Shaking going on. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go number seven real quick. I'm going to get you in here real quick. I promise you. I'm going to get you in here. Go number seven. 21 things, folks. Hey, I hope you understand this. that all the information you've been getting and all the information I've been getting has been controlled. You understand that, right? You understand that? Huh? Scroll down. Scroll down. Just go one by one. 21 of them. Moon landing. Did we really land on the moon? Hey, listen, call it a conspiracy theory if you want to. We're going to find out whether or not we really went to the moon. Hang on, one at a time. How about 911? What? Whoa, the dead internet conspiracy theory. Go ahead. Next one. Huh? Go to the next one. What about 911? Huh? You believe the 911 story? Folks, nothing hidden will not be revealed. We are in a time of shaking and revealing. Like, hey. They keep warning us that you are going to be shocked at some of the names that surface. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep, whoa. Princess Diane's murder. What really happened to her? Huh? What really happened to her? You mean to tell me they just ran into a post? Really? Subliminal advertising. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Huh? Moon landing. I think we went to the moon. Huh? Huh? Go on. Go on. Go on. Paul McCartney's death. Go on. Go on. Paul McCartney really died? How about this? John F. Kennedy get assassinated. Was it really Lee Harvey Oswald? Who told us that? Who promoted that? Keep going. Keep going. Come on. Ah, whoa. Roswell crash and cover up. Did the UFO fault Roswell? They covered it up. They wouldn't cover it up. They would never do that, would they? Go on. Keep going. Keep going. What about, the protocols of the elders of Zion. You don't want to talk about that. Get off of that before somebody gets mad at me. Get off of that. Huh? The satanic panic. 1980s, 1990s. Convince an underground network of Satanists were at work. Huh? Chemtrails. By the way, I got to say this. You think I'm crazy. I told my wife, I took the trash out last night. It was just got dark, about 8 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you something. I saw something flying in the sky that I have never in my 72 years ever seen. And it disappeared. It was up there for about 30 seconds. It looked like a chain of lights. Maybe 20 of them. I can't even flying together and was gone. Keep on. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. How about this? Barack Obama birth certificate. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Conspiracy theory. Nothing hidden. Shaking going on. COVID and 5G. Remember Alex Jones used to call it prison planet? Prison planet? Huh? Birds aren't real. What? Oh, my goodness. Keep going. Flat Earth. Oh, some of you are jumping up and down now. Come on. Keep going. COVID treatments caused COVID deaths. Now they have COVID AIDS. Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Keep going. Reptilians run the U.S. government. Huh? Well, you guys don't believe that because you don't believe in the supernatural. You don't believe in the supernatural, right? We don't understand. We don't understand the realm we live in. We don't understand the spiritual battle. Health authorities are hiding natural cures. Are you kidding me? You mean they have it? They know the cure for cancer? Yeah, I think they probably do. Yeah, I think they probably do. Fan theories going wild, I don't care about that. Huh? What's that? They want you to eat bugs? Oh, yeah, they do. Keep going. What? Denver International Airport is a hub for the Illuminati. How long have we been hearing about that? Any investigations going in on that? No. That's conspiracy theory. Huh? Okay. Get off there, right? Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Pizzagate, huh? Epstein Island. Anybody seeing a connection here? Huh? Anybody see any type of connection at all? Birth certificate. Wow. How about this one? Pull up number 10. I'm not going to take time to read it. I'm going to open it up. I'm going to let you jump in. I want to hear from Craig here in a minute. I'll get you in here. How about this, folks? Did you know this? Newly released Epstein files reveal that Jeffrey Epstein wasn't just connected to intelligence. He worked for the FBI.
Boom.
Documents show he provided information to the Bureau while under prosecution in Florida. Here's another good one we can put on that list. You think he's dead? Think Jeffrey Epstein hung himself in his jail cell? How stupid are you? He may be dead, but he didn't hang himself. You know why? Because he loved himself too much. And he knew that if he could get out, he could still control a lot of people. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go number 11. Go number 11. I'll get you in here. I'll get you in here. Play this. This guy needs to go to jail. This guy needs to go to jail. No, no, no. I'm sorry. He's a traitor. Play it real quickly.
I know. I don't see the disconnect between the two of us, and I'm sorry that I'm missing it.
Here are you and the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, answering the same question.
It's okay.
Do you think this is vindication?
It is. I mean, the FBI's had to wait 2 years while the president and his followers lied about the institution. Finally, the truth gets told.
Does your report vindicate Mr. Comey?
It doesn't vindicate anyone at the FBI who touched this, including the leadership.
The IG says you should feel no vindication.
Well, maybe it turns upon how we understand the word. What I mean is that the FBI was accused of treason, of illegal spying, of tapping Mr. Trump's wires illegally, of opening an investigation without justification, of being a criminal conspiracy to defeat and then unseat a president. All of that was nonsense.
Here is what you said about the FISA process and what the Inspector General Horowitz said this week. Take a look.
A total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
17 significant errors in the FISA process, and you say that it was handled in a thoughtful and appropriate way.
Yeah, he's right. I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years.
Again, here's your version, and again, here's the Inspector General.
My recollection was it was part of a broader mosaic of facts that were laid before the FISA judge to obtain a FISA warrant.
And we concluded that the Steele reporting played a central and essential role in the decision to seek a FISA order.
Horowitz says it wasn't part, as you told Brett Baer, it wasn't part of a broader mosaic. He said it played an essential role in establishing probable cause. In fact, he says, if it hadn't been for the Steele dossier, the FBI probably wouldn't have even submitted a FISA application.
Sure, he and I are saying different things.
Well, there's the issue of how reliable the Steele dossier, in fact, was. On January 6, 2017, in the Trump Tower, you brief Donald Trump, president-elect, about the Steele dossier. That same month, the FBI talks to Steele's main Russian contact, the main person on whom he based the dossier, who says, according to the IG report, quote, Steele misstated or exaggerated the primary subsources statements in multiple sections of the reporting. Director Comey, not only do you fail to go back to the president-elect or president after January 20th and tell him, oh, you know that report I briefed you on? Turns out it's bunk. But the FBI goes back and renews its FISA application 3 more times. And by this point, the FBI knows that the Steele reporting is not credible.
Well,
did you know all of this?
All of what?
Everything that we're talking about here. Did you know that, in fact, the Steele report was the key for probable cause? Did you know that the FBI had talked to the Russian contact and he said what Steele said he had told him was not true? Did you know this? You're the FBI director.
First, again, the report will speak for itself. I don't believe the FBI concluded that Steele's reporting was bunk after talking to a subsource. But no, I didn't. As the director, you're not kept informed on the details investigation.
Get him off of there. You get what's going on, folks? Do you understand how deep what it is that we're dealing with is? It is. Those guys are all interconnected. They all went to Epstein Island. And it doesn't matter where they went to Epstein Island. They were all. Anytime you use the word all, you get yourself in trouble, right? But come on, man. Come on, man. We know this. They didn't want Trump the first time. Why didn't they want him the first time? Because he wasn't on the team. I'm not here singing the praises of Trump. What does Alina Baba say? Number 12, pull it up, then I'm going to open it up. What does she say about Jeffrey Epstein Island?
Jeffrey Epstein files, we're told, are to be imminently unleashed. And already we saw the Attorney General Pam Bondi say that it's the scale of what happened is far worse than anyone realized. Well over 200, maybe 250 victims. And that we're going to get information either later today or tomorrow from these files. What can you tell me about that?
I believe it will be today. I was just with, I saw Pam and Cash in the White House just before coming on your show. And I can tell you that I haven't been privy to it yet, but I know it is coming out. They will be taking portions of it. We have to be patient. And I said this last night at a dinner with some media. And I said, I think America needs to remember one thing. We are going to be promises made, promises kept. But when you're dealing with victims, and by the way, this is a perfect example of a case that was vetted, that went through trial, that had testimony and was prosecuted the right way. I don't preemptively attack. That's just not the way I operate. But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
And we know that only one person so far has actually gone to prison over that whole scandal. It was Ghislaine Maxwell, the former lover of Jeffrey Epstein. No man so far has actually been put in prison as a result of what happened.
Hang on. They searched high and low to find a J6er, didn't they? Huh? They searched every nook and cranny to arrest Bill Dunphy. And one arrest at Epstein Island? What's going on? What's going on? And they released yesterday Epstein Island list and told us how we're going to be amazed by the names that were on it. Well, I saw the list. I wasn't amazed by it. But I can tell you, when they dig deep, deep down, they begin to make these connections. Friends, there is a Lucifer. And he has minions. And if we could ever understand that one of the goals of Satan was to grab a hold of the thresholds of power, then this would not be shocking to us. So I'm going to open it up here. I'm sorry I went so long. It's about to be shook, folks. It's about to be shook. You're going to find out some of the people that you admire the most. And as Jim Brewer said, it's going to bring down the entertainment industry, Disney, governmental, and religious. How many religious dudes are we going to find caught up in this mess? All right, come on in. I said a mouthful. We got 21 minutes. Come on in. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Nothing hidden. Nothing. Can you imagine? Can you even imagine the battle that Cash Patel is fighting to try to reveal the truth? If he is a good guy. Do we know if he's a good guy? I don't know if he's a good guy. Does anybody know whether he is? I don't know. Pam Bondi, is she a good guy? Does anybody know anymore who's a good guy? We know. I'd like to do that test that Chad likes to tell. I'd like to line every one of them up and ask them if they believe Jesus Christ is Son of God and Savior. Huh? That's what I'd like to do. That'd be the first test. Do you serve Jesus Christ? Do you serve Jesus Christ? And if they don't, Bible says, if they don't, they aren't even going to be able to say it. Come on, somebody. I'm done talking.
Well, you saw that so-called release of the Epstein list yesterday, right? That farce.
Right.
Well, you know, first of all, a lot of the stuff they released was already public knowledge.
That's right.
And then they redacted.
Well, why is it, Vinny? Vinny, is this strategic or is it being blocked? Is Kash Patel fake? Is he fake? Is he not really a good guy? I mean, I don't know. Because what they gave out yesterday was nothing. But at the same time, Vinny, at the same time, are they just chumming? Are they just throwing stuff out, just chumming to see what the reaction is? Nobody knows, right? We don't really know.
Amen.
So this makes a connection for me. For yesterday, Craig was on here. We talked about saving God's children. Craig, this child trafficking is going on literally right in front. Craig, do the people in Washington, D.C. know this is going on?
Well, absolutely they do. I mean, they've been told. Some of them are participants in it, or have in the past, or are close friends of those who are. And that's the problem.
Yeah, you don't want to turn your buddy in. You don't want to rat out your buddy.
Right, because they're big political donors. And, you know, they have pictures of them with, you know, at a party with this person. And then you're associated with them, whether you are, you know, actively involved in this or not. But, you know, the biggest thing here, Coach, is the chances of your child necessarily, you know, getting involved in that is a possibility. But the probability is a sexualization of a sexual predator coming and your child seeing images on a computer, on their phone. That is a probability. Okay, that's really going to happen.
Greg, hang on a second, though. Folks, understand this. Pornography creates predators. Do you understand this? You understand how this works? Pornography creates predators. Go ahead, Greg.
Right, and there's a 500,000 of them online every day. Every day. So think about that. Take 50 states and divide that by 500,000, and you got 50,000 people on the internet looking for someone to start to groom. That's a lot of people, Coach. I mean, you got 88 counties.
Craig, hang on, man. The public schools are grooming them for them. They're introducing them into homo sex. The public schools are grooming it for the predators.
Absolutely. And so what they're seeing on their internet experience, they're getting reinforced in the school system, right? And so the thing is what are you going to do? How do you combat that? And that's why, you know, Saving God's Children is a platform for you to know where the resources are to be able to get that internet experience from your children locked down. And if you go to, you know, Saving God's Children and go to Parents Toolbox.
Pull that up, Spencer. Saving God's Children. Hey, folks, hang on a minute. I'll be getting into this. Just me now. Just me. I don't know how good I feel about my grandchildren going to youth group. Anybody good with that? Huh? Youth group? Used to think that was a safe place. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Go ahead, Craig.
So if you go to Highlight Parents Toolbox, something we just put in here the other day, because I think it's really important at the very beginning is online predator demographics. You need to print that off and read that, okay? Because this is going to start, you're going to start to see how prevalent a situation this is here. And we don't have to go through all the statistics.
So let me stop you a second, Craig. Do you think the government knows this is going on, Craig?
Oh, absolutely they do.
What do you got, folks? Come on, go ahead.
The police departments do, because each police agency has probably at least two to six that work the digital crime part.
And What was Pizzagate? Go ahead.
And they're getting messages from national. There's a you can put in a report. Hey, I've seen something on the internet and it doesn't appear right. Well, they go to the police agencies and there are pictures of kids that are naked or whatever, and they follow up on that, you know, because
hang on a second, Craig. My mind's going a million miles an hour. Spencer, Google real quick Oprah's lost children? Where are the 100,000 children that Oprah supposedly rescued from Haiti? Where are they? Does anybody know where they are? Huh? Why are people claiming Oprah had anything to do with 1,000? Oh, man. Keep going, Craig. Keep going.
So the thing is this is going to help you to be able to go, okay, right now we're in a mindset of defense. Like, we just got to take it. We don't have to take it. You can protect your own family, your own grandkids, your own nephews and nieces. If you go back to the Parents Toolbox or Spencer and be able to learn about what this is. We got the 10 best parental controls to keep kids. These are paid apps that you can get put on your children's phones or laptops, whatever.
Grandchildren, because truth be told, most of the people in here today may not have children, but you got grandchildren. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, huh? Just go on your internet and look at the junk you see on your internet and think, oh my God, don't let my grandson see that. Huh? Amen? A hook?
That's right. And if you go just a little bit up there, there's a thing called Roblox. Okay. So you're like, oh, okay, you're gonna give your, he's playing Roblox, right? Well, Roblox is a platform to play games against other people on the internet. The games aren't the problem. It's the person that they says that they're 13. That's a pervert that's playing this game and communicating with your child, gets to know them, groom them, finds out their weaknesses, and sets up a meeting place with them one day and will eventually probably have some sort of sexual contact with them. Hmm. All right. So,
hey, Craig, let me ask Craig, just my mind, just the way my mind works here. Hey, Craig, what do you think, what would be the percentage of Christian churches that are presenting this information to the parishioners? What do you think the percentage would be, Craig?
That's a 1%.
If even that, yeah. But their grandchildren and children are being snatched by the culture, and the church isn't even talking about it. Not even talking about it.
Yeah. So, but anyways, what I'm just saying is that a resource. So Parents Toolbox is a resource for you to get there and start to look at it. The other thing is if you want to get awareness and training, I have different little, you know, 30-minute, 20-minute videos that other people have produced. We just link you to that. We're just a connector of resources, okay? And you can learn about what are the signs of somebody that is in human trafficking. If you go and you click training over there, Spencer, see where it says training? Okay, right there. Those are your training things right there. And it might take you 20, 30 minutes, and you go and you watch something, and boom. If you go to like Unbound there, click Unbound there, Spencer, where it says read more. Okay. Now that's the first story. Go down a little bit more. Okay. View Unbound's other training. Okay. There's four segments right there. You can see 6 minutes, 11 minutes. And each one of those, they talk about this. And if you just spent a little bit of time, that 20, 30 minutes in there, you're learning of what sexual predators are and what to do and what to look for would probably increase by tenfold.
Mm.
And it only take 30 minutes of your time. So anyways, and you could do that at your church. I mean, if you wanted to have your youth pastor or your parents have a parents training group, you could just sit there, pull this up just like we're doing and say, we're going to play the first segment and we're going to talk about it. We're going to play the next segment. We're going to talk about it. Okay. We can go and then pull down online predator demographics, have that printed out, hand it to them. And boom. But the good news is this, Coach, there's a pastor packet that's on the very top of, if you go up there under resources, there's a pastor packet. And what I did is I created this thing for you to hand to your pastor. And it says, hey, pastor, it says, most churches have a security team. My next question, does your church have a plan to protect your youth and families from online predators or becoming a victim of human trafficking? And then I just go through, and we don't have to go through all the statistics, but if you go to the very, very end of it there, Spencer, you know, I kind of challenge them and I say, okay, you know, now, pastor, I was like, what are you going to do about it? Okay. And I'm trying to be a resource to get them to start their own. And I've been handing these out, Coach. I just go by church. I have one. I see somebody there. I drop it off. And I got my first pastor. They called me up and I'm going to have coffee with him next week. And we're going to sit down there and see what we can do to help.
Amen. I salute you, Craig. Salute what you're doing. Paul, come on in.
at least in the state of Maine, Department of Health and Human Services, just like Planned Parenthood, Child Protective Services, is a legal, profitable way to take kids who are marginalized and put them into that system.
And then get them in foster homes where they're molested.
Absolutely. Right? Good. And this is Governor Mills. She's allowed this. And right now it's all over, all over. And I've seen it since I've been here. I've talked to these little kids. And when you got a five-year-old girl that walks up to you and grabs your crotch, you know something's wrong, Coach.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Vinny puts up 116 pages of unredacted Epstein flight logs, right? We want to know who they were. We want them arrested. Now, here's what I would hope right now. Right now, Pam Bondi has seen the videos. Has she seen them? Have they seen them? They'll be arresting them. They'll be arresting them right now before it goes public. Go arrest them right now. If they have evidence of it, go arrest them right now. Right now. Does Washington have the stomach for that? Huh? They're griping and moaning simply for trying to find out where the money is going. It's amazing. Brett, come in.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, just checking. So these files, I had not seen them, but I think you just brought up the point I was going to make. You know, those files show nothing as far as criminality, as far as the aircraft logs. So unless the FBI produces all those tapes that they confiscated back how many years ago, these people are going to, you know, so they were on an airplane. What's the big deal, you know, without the tapes?
That's right. And so Brett, we have to ask ourselves, is it so powerful that even when you put guys like Cash Patel and good people in, is it so powerful? Are they so unpowerful and so entrenched and so complicit that it's daggone near impossible to get it out?
You got to think how many people this would wipe out of our federal government in Congress alone.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
All of that, right? That goes back to what Jim Brewer was saying. Man, oh, man. Look, pull up number four real quickly. Pull up number four. Have you guys seen it? I mean, I don't really care. Have you seen the list of names? But like Brett just said, who cares what the list of names are? They have anything on them? Scroll down, Spence. Scroll down. Keep going, because here comes the list. Here, keep coming. There they go. Huh? Right there. The names include. Now, it doesn't say they're all. It says it includes. It includes. I wonder if the Prince Andrew of England, I wonder if he wants to keep things quiet. I don't even know some of these people, but you got to know this, that they certainly are movers and shakers behind the scenes, or they wouldn't be invited to Epstein Island. Scroll on down, Spencer. Naomi Campbell, Bill Clinton, David Copperfield, Cameron Diaz, Leonardo DiCaprio, Alan Dershowitz. Maybe they just went for a cup of coffee. I don't know. Maybe they did. Louis Free, former FBI leader. Louis Free? What? Al Gore? Oh, my goodness. Hang on. There's no religious guys on there. Got to be a few. George Lucas, Star Wars guy. They were all there. Hey, folks, hang on. Freeze it. Freeze a second. There'd be some power right there, boys and girls. Those people there, even though you don't even know their names, they control millions. Not money, although money. They control millions.
I want to know who's 59.
He's redacted. Who do you suppose that would be? John Roberts may scroll on. Hey, do you guys remember this? Anybody remember? Hey! Anybody remember that Supreme Court justice getting murdered? And they say he died of natural causes. What was his name? He went out.
Anton Scalia.
Scalia, he went out hunting with the boys and died. Not much of an investigation went on there. What kind of brushed that one right under the table, didn't they? Huh? How about the death of, oh my goodness, Princess Diane? Wow, huh? Folks, listen. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers over here take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There they are. There they are. There's 90 of the kings of this earth. Bruce Willis. He has dementia now, they say. Maybe he's just faking it. Maybe he's just faking it. What?
You see number 77?
77? Donald Trump. Well, he said he went there. He said he went there. And he said, it is there. I'm with you. He hadn't run from it. He said, I went there, and then I banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. That guy's sick. Anyway, that's what he said. We'll find out. Because why? There are videos, aren't there? Where are those videos? Where are those videos? I wonder if the FBI has any of those videos. I wonder if Bill Clinton picked up the phone and called Louis Free and told him to hide those. I wonder. Vinny.
I got to give credit to Paul English for this. He said, if the media gets you asking the wrong questions, it doesn't matter what answers they give you.
Boy, is that ever it. If they get you asking the wrong question, it doesn't matter what answer you give. Oh, my goodness. Folks, do you understand? Do you understand Pizzagate? Yeah, you understand all the connections? Do you understand? It all goes back, in my mind, to a fake birth certificate. Craig.
Well, Coach, as this starts to break, okay, and don't forget now, Tony Busby, who has the 125 clients to Diddy Combs, and he's still alive, and he's still in jail.
I forgot all about Diddy. I forgot all about that. That's right.
Right, because his cases are going to go to court, okay, and they are going to bring out the names and stuff because they're going to seek retribution financially against these people, if not criminally. But the thing is this is what I want to say is okay, we have over 90 people here, all right? This Saving God's Children is your platform and your voice. If you want to be a doer and you want to talk to people about something, you know, whatever, share with your family, this is we're ready. The wave is coming, all right? But the platform here is established for you to be that voice.
Amen.
Educate yourself. Use it as a resource. We have a Facebook, we have Instagram, and we have TikTok. And we put a lot more daily stuff on there so we don't keep it all clogged up on the website. So you can be that voice. You want to be engaged and you want to go on the offense, then you have a platform to stand on and Saving God's Children. Use it, please.
I wonder if God cares. I wonder if God cares about children. I wonder if he does. Wait a minute. Didn't he say it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck, throw yourself in the deepest part of the ocean, than just mislead one of these little ones that believe in me? Sending them into public schools, trannyism in public schools. It's everywhere. Why? Church is hiding. Randy, quickly.
Yeah, Coach. It's justice is coming, but don't look at what you just see on this list and on the news as what really is happening, okay? Because if you go by just what you see, you're going to be really discouraged.
That's right. That's right.
This isn't the true test. I mean, these people are probably guilty, but that's not how you judge it. Yep. You got to see what's going to go on in the spiritual realm too. So
you're right. So we know this, right? Folks are covering for each other. They're covering for each other. You know that, don't you? Come on, tell me you know that.
So, Coach, Pizzagate, Coach, if God loads Craig Mickle on a plane and says go to one of these men's houses and go speak prophetic words over them, and then in the next month they're dead of cancer or something, you think God isn't going to judge something in maybe His timing and His way?
Amen, baby. Amen. So, look, here's what I'm trying to tell you: beware the Ides of March. Keep your paddle in the water. See you on Monday.